You were listening to Ladies POV with Yo Amika. Let's get this show started.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Wherever you are, this is Ladies POV with Yo Amika. I am Mika, and she is
Yo Amanda.
And again, this is Ladies POV powered by Anchor. You can find us on all streaming platforms, whichever you listen to, your podcast, you get your music. We are there. Just look us up, ladiesp.o.b. And there you go. You can find us there. So, of course, we know so much stuff going on this week. But, you know, as we like to start off our show, Yolanda, how are you doing? You know, we got to make sure that we good when we check in.
I know, that's why I am doing pretty well. I cannot complain. It's been, at times a little rough, but I mean, hey, I'm here. I got up this morning, so what else can I do?
Okay, I feel you. Yeah, same here. Things have been, you know, good with me. I can't complain too much. There's really not really anything to complain about for real. So that's a blessing in itself, right? You know, things could be much worse.
Absolutely. And they're not.
We got a little bit of snow. We're seeing our first, like, major snowstorm in the DMV. Yeah. And I'm excited about it. I know a lot of people are not. But, you know, I always say that we need some snow because we didn't get snow last year. And then look what happened, coronavirus. And, you know, snow kind of wipes the air a bit. Makes it a little more pure. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we can only hope. We'll see. We definitely see.
We will. We will see for sure. But, so yeah, I'm excited about the snow. Now, snow days, we know that they are a thing of the past because, the kids ain't getting no snow days. They ain't not getting snow days. You're online, and, you know, certainly the buildings might be closed, but you still gotta go to school. So
absolutely.
Sorry, children. Yeah. Enjoy today. School absolutely. Tomorrow. Make sure you do your homework.
That's it. Be on time. Be on time.
Exactly. Be on time. But anyways, so let's jump into it. It's been a crazy week, you know, in sports. So many things going on and happening and all of that. But I wanted to shed some light on a topic that has not had much light shed on it. Okay? Right. And I don't know why the light has not been shed on the topic, but former... I'll say now, I guess he's gone. Former Seattle Seahawk. I need to see what position he plays, but Chad Wheeler.
Right.
He's a tackle. And he used to play for the Giants. He played for Seattle most recently. But apparently he tried to kill his girlfriend. Okay.
Yeah. He
tried to kill his girlfriend, and, you know, I saw pics being posted online about him, and he beat her up so bad, had her in the hospital. She posted the pictures. Her nose was messed up and looks like it was bloody, and when they were in the house, he thought that she was dead. He's downstairs eating dinner. She comes downstairs and he's looking at her saying, you know, oh, I thought you were dead.
Yeah, like you're still alive. Yeah.
Really? That's what we doing. So apparently they locked him up and he got out on bond for like $400,000 bond. And you know, he had a series of tweets and said that it was a manic episode and that he's very sorry. He's deeply sorry about, you know, all this, what it has caused, and that he's deeply sorry, but it was a manic episode.
I understand as well that he's diagnosed as being bipolar. So they were also trying to say that he hadn't taken his medication So this is what maybe have caused the episode to happen. But he supposedly, you know, of course, you know, I'm going to get help. You know, obviously I need to be, you know, away from folks to make sure this doesn't happen, you know, again to anyone else. But you know, because the NFL has been pretty hard on,
domestic violence
and the such. So it's really, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. You know, they're going to do their investigation. You know, obviously, of course, you know, the Seahawks have cut him. So I don't, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It seems like with other issues, there seems to be like more, you know, in the news.
Yeah, exactly. And with this one, it's not. It's not in the news. And I think that's what's bothering me and other people the most, because we all know, and I hate to make things a race issue, but
when things
are like right on the table and right, you know, on the wall, like we see, this is a white man and it's a black woman that he beat up. Okay, yeah. First of all,
yes.
Protect black women at all costs, but you know, clearly he doesn't abide by that. So, you know, and that's why people were outraged, because
exactly.
This is a white man who, yep. who beat up his black girlfriend. Now, if this was opposite, then the black man would have been all over the news. It would have been all over, you know, all over the social media, all over the news. And mugshot would have been put up there and everything. He would have been ridiculed. He would have been, you know, suspended indefinitely from the NFL. A whole lot of stuff would have happened. And, you know, a whole lot of consequences. And there wouldn't have been any tweets saying I apologize and all of that, and I got, you know, I have these issues and whatnot. It wouldn't have been that. Oh, I'm going to get some help. It wouldn't have been that if this was a black man, if this was a black situation. It would not have been like that. And we know, we know that it wouldn't have been, you know, it wouldn't have been that way. So that's why people are upset that, you know, what is the NFL going to do? Like, the NFL needs to jump on this. Again, like you said, this is a domestic violence case.
Exactly.
People have lost their job for way less than
this. Exactly.
Way less. Ray Rice, I know how you feel. I know how you feel. But he, you know, hit his wife in the elevator. They came out, they apologized, and he did whatever he could to get back on the field and in the good graces of the NFL.
Because he told them. He went straight to the NFL and told them, hey, look, this is what happened before it gets too big. And then the video came out, and then that's when all hell broke loose. Because then it's like, oh my God, you know, it's one thing that I hear it, but then it's like, you see it and it's like, oh no, he needs to be under the bus and this, that, and the other. And, you know, granted, there wasn't video of this situation, obviously.
Right, there was no video, but you know, the pictures.
The pictures
say a lot.
Yes. And because, if I'm not mistaken, it was really because she wouldn't bow down to him. If I'm not mistaken, that was initially why he had started to, you know, hit her. I was like, what world are we living in where, you know, that has, like, that's an issue. I mean, like, you know, that you, first of all, you ask somebody to do that.
Exactly. The nerve of you.
I mean, seriously. I'm like, what do you have going on in your life that, you know, that you're asking somebody to bow down to you? But like I said, again, this has obviously been going on for a minute with, you know, in their relationship, you know, so this is not the first time. It's just that I guess maybe at this point it's the worst time because, at, you know, you basically kind of left her for dead. Oh, you know, come downstairs. Are you still alive? You know, like, oh,
why are you
know?
Sipping a smoothie apparently? Oh, you still alive? Oh, okay. Well, I guess I didn't do a good enough job. Like, what? That's sick. That's really sick. And I'm sure he needs help. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he needs help. Yeah. He'll go through a treatment. He'll take his medicine. And, you know, he'll probably be back on somebody's football team. Maybe. Then again, he might not. Because who wants to be around a player like that?
Like I said again, the way that the NFL is taking a stance on things, it's going to be, you know, you have to, you know, some things you just can't, you're not going to be able to live down. And with the NFL, leading that charge against, really taking it hard with the domestic violence, you know, I just don't see. It shouldn't be.
Right. You know? I mean, right. You know, what happened to no more? Where's that campaign at right now? I mean, we need that. They need to take a stance. NFL needs to do something about this. Again, people have lost their jobs for something way less than what he has done. So they really need to take some swift action and get something done. I mean, this happened earlier in the week. It's Sunday. It's January 31st. So, you know, for them to not have done anything right now, to me, that's an issue. That's an issue. Now, again, if he was black, we all know he would have had, you know, all sorts of consequences coming down on him.
Absolutely. So. And they would still be talking about it today, regardless of what
happened. Yeah, you know, because it's real quiet and like swept under the bus.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not saying that it should be, but I guess, you know, that you kind of blame the media for that, because the media, you know, saying has a field day with anybody else. Or maybe it's because he's not such a big name. You know, maybe, you know, he's not a Ray Rice. He's not a.
He's not like a star player, but he's still a player in the NFL.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You represent that, you know, you represent the company.
Yeah. So you should still be talked about. Your mugshot should be shown all over, you know, the media outlets, and they're not doing that. But that's what they do, because they don't do that to the other players. They want to ridicule the black players who, you know, make up the majority of the NFL, and you know, this is what we don't represent. And I don't have time. Like, NFL need to do something about that. I don't even want to spend no more time on this, and we're gonna move on, because it makes me upset. But anyways, moving on. Mm-hmm. We've got a Super Bowl on our hands next week.
Sure indeed. Sure.
And you know, a lot of people don't like who's going, because why? It's not New England, guys. It's not New England. But it's Tom Brady, the man that you love to hate. People love to hate Tom Brady.
I was hoping for a Super Bowl. I mean, a Tom Brady-less Super Bowl.
I think we all were. We all were. But you know what? And you got to give Tom Brady all the praise in the world, because that just goes to show how much of a goat Tom Brady is. Like, you are a beast. You are a whole beast out in these streets to have moved from New England, okay? Everybody was getting tired of New England, okay? New England is done. They're not even in the playoffs. But you moved down to Tampa, Florida. This is your first season. You recruit Gronk to come out of retirement. And you got AB under your wings. You got, you know, the players that was already down there and established. Mm-hmm. And you still make the playoffs. Like, it wasn't looking too good at first, right? But you made the playoffs. You made the playoffs, and you just was knocking them down. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, on the road. Knocking them down. Three games on the road.
Knocking them down. And now you're in the Super Bowl. And, oh, where's the Super Bowl being played at this year? Oh, it's in Tampa. It just happens to be in Tampa, dog. Come on now.
Be the icing on the cake. If they Super Bowl in Tampa, they're the home team, and they, you know, for the most part, like I said, it's the home team. And if he wins this at home, it's, I mean, like, there's no other. I mean, there's going to be no other. No, like, everything is going to be, everybody's going to be held to that light. He's going to be the standard.
Absolutely. Absolutely, he's going to be the standard. I mean, I feel like he's going to be the standard anyway. But if you do that, oh my God. And again, people love to hate Tom Brady, and I understand. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a special kind of player that we see and that we witness. And I hope that these quarterbacks, I mean, I know that there's a different, I know that there's a different kind of quarterback. We've talked about this before, that there's a different kind of quarterback that is coming into this league. But like for fundamental wise, fundamentals, the way that he studies, the way that he approaches the game, like you got to look at that. You got to look at that. Like Tom Brady needs to put a master class together or something to, you know, to show what he does, how he prepares for the game. Because, man, you know, it, I mean, it's just, it's amazing. It really is amazing to me. Your first year in Tampa, and it just so happens to be, like, and then he's the first, that's the first team to do it. They're the first team to play a Super Bowl on their home turf. Really? Yeah. Like, what? I mean, this Super Bowl couldn't, I don't know, it just couldn't get any better right now. And and not to take anything from Kansas City, because hello, they just won it last year. So you're back again. This makes for a great Super Bowl in the making.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have the GOAT versus I'm gonna call this man the baby GOAT, you know, in the making. Because Mahomes is special. He is a special kind of player. He is a special kind of player. So I'm all for this, and I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's sans the halftime show. I can do without that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't either. And the fact that like commercials, I mean, sponsors are pulling their ads for commercials to give that man some more time come on, let's not give him any more time than he needs. He don't need no more. He don't need no
more time. I wonder how much more money Jay-Z's putting out there if they doing all that.
That's what I'm saying. I just, come on, Hov. Why, Hov? Why? I mean, why the Weeknd of all people? Why?
You know.
I'm not going to dwell on it, but, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for the Super Bowl.
Especially since, I mean, don't get me wrong. I know the Pro Bowl wasn't exactly everybody's cup of tea, but, I mean, it really was kind of for the fans. And this week, this past week of Pro Bowlish type of entertainment that they tried to give out, streaming it online, and I tried really hard to get into it just to keep kind of the football thing going.
I thought that Pro Bowl versus was going to be better than what it was.
I tuned in
for a little bit each night. I tried.
No,
but I just wasn't feeling it. They need to do something different.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, again, first time, I guess they're doing it. So, I mean, you know, they're trying to work out the kinks. I mean, but it just, I don't know, maybe some different players. I don't know. I just didn't, I don't know.
I was not feeling it.
Comments that people would make. And I thought people were going to fight on the internet. It just was like,
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It just wasn't good. It just wasn't good. I wasn't feeling that at all.
I think too that if you would have had it some kind of way, like you know, on cable, some kind of way too, instead of everybody having to stream it, because what if I don't have that Twitch or the TikTok or whatever it is that you? I mean, I wasn't seeing it.
Yeah. I mean,
any of the Madden matchups, because like when the NBA had that little thing where they had the NBA players like playing Madden against each other and things like this, that was kind of cool, you know, because they actually had it on TV so you could see it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right. I do remember that.
Yeah. So that was kind of neat to have that on TV. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't NFL do something like that as well? Because you know, I mean, it just, like I said, you know, at least with the NBA, it made me turn, you know, tune in.
You know what I'm saying? Where they played horse against each other, where they played, you know, Madden against each other. I mean, right. I thought it was entertaining, you know, that you could, you know, kind of tune in and watch it in the off season. But, you know, I thought, you know, especially with all of the things that they had going on, and I didn't understand why they wouldn't have had that, you know, live, or, you know, I'm saying, or at least, you know, on the, on TV for mm-hmm. other folks to kind of catch it. Because, like I said, again, I had my son looking up. look on the because he, you know, knows that Twitch or whatever it is, uh-huh. And I said, can you turn on the Twitch and see if he see it? And he's like, well, I'm looking for it, and I see the NFL's thing, but I don't see it. And I'm just like, okay, well, maybe. I said, well, don't worry about it then. I'm not going to keep trying to find it. I mean, maybe it was easier for other people to see it. I don't know, or maybe we just weren't, you know, smart enough to get it done. But I thought it was too much.
I mean, I was looking at it on Instagram. Because it was on the Versus Online account, and I thought it was on NFL Twitter account, that they can go live from Periscope. I think it was there, or on YouTube or something. It was somewhere else.
The Versus was on Facebook Live too, because that's where I was watching.
Right. So I mean, it was like you said, and maybe because this was the first year that they did it, they didn't really know. But I just feel like they probably should have had, I don't know. Like you said, maybe different players up against each other, or I don't even know. I mean, I don't know. I didn't know what I was going to expect.
Yeah.
I just knew that, you know, that I like Versus, and oh, this is, you know, has the NFL involved. Okay, well, this is going to be all right. And it didn't pan out to be what I thought it was. I mean, like I said, I tried to support it, just for a little bit at least, but okay.
They lost me with all of that. I was like, I think after about Tuesday night, I was like, yeah, I'm done. Because I think
Tuesday night with the Versus, they ended up having two matchups instead of just the one. They ended up having two matchups, and I was just like, okay.
Yeah. No.
Maybe. I'll pass.
Right. But, yeah. So that's that. I mean, we won't have a traditional Pro Bowl game to watch today. I don't even know what they have going on today.
Today is the basically the Madden matchup, the Pro Bowlers Madden matchup. So it'll be the players actually playing, if I'm not mistaken, today. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's great. I just feel like we have a week off. This is our bye week before the Super Bowl, okay?
Yeah, that's basically what it ends up being.
I mean, congratulations to all the people, all the players that were named to the Pro Bowl. I don't want to take anything away from you guys. But yeah, that's wonderful. And yeah.
What else to say about that? You just
but congratulations.
Yeah.
Good luck in your Madden tournament today.
Okay.
But you know, we spoke about the Super Bowl, but I want to just, you know, shed some light, because we're all about women empowerment here on Ladies POV. And there will be several women making Super Bowl history, and on field roles during the Super Bowl. And I'm excited to see that, because we are evolving. We are really evolving, and we are, you know, I keep saying that 2021 is going to be the year of the woman. It's so many women in many different positions, high ranking positions, and positions that, you know, are usually held by men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women are getting their chance to do this now. I don't know if, you know, companies are just trying to be a little more diverse now because it's on French Street, or if, you know, this just really is You know, you just want a woman that is qualified for the job and she can do the job. But, you know, it's going to be six women involved in the Pro Bowl. I mean, oh, Lord, involved in the Super Bowl this year. And one of those women being Sarah Thomas, who we all know is a, you know, she's a NFL officiate, a ref.
Yeah, she'll be the down judge.
We know that she's been doing her thing for a few years now, and you know, you don't hear her name often, so that means that she is doing a good job and she's doing her job.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yes. You know, and congratulations. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, and all the other females that'll be there will be in some sort of coaching position for either team. So, and some of them have been around for a little while as well. You know, there's not really, you know, nobody, I don't think anybody's brand new. I think they've all been on the staff for, you know, a couple few years now. So with the Chiefs, you have Tiffany Morton, and she's the assistant athletic trainer, as well as Julie Freimeyer. They're both athletic trainers for the Chiefs. And then the other three young ladies, they'll be with the Bucks. Carly Helfand, she'll be she's a scouting assistant, which is pretty good too, because I like that, you know, the females in the scouting position.
Yeah.
You just don't really kind of see that. I mean, you see them as we've seen, you know, like we just talked about, the other two young ladies, athletic, you know, trainers or something of, you know, that nature. But you know, but with that being a scouting, then that means, you know, maybe we will start to see more women out there looking at, you know, these players coming out of colleges and other NFL teams, you know, to get them.
Absolutely. So
I like that as well. I always have a problem pronouncing her last name, but she's been with the Bucks for a while too. Well, either that or she's been in the NFL for a while too. Javadafar Morale. Yes, I think her first name is Morale Javadafar. Anyway, she's an assistant. She's a strength and coach with the. But I know that she's been around because her name is just so very unique. I know that she's been around. So, and then Lori Locus, I know that she's been a defensive line coach with the Bucks for a couple of few years now as well. So those young ladies will be representing the females, you know, in on the sidelines for the Super Bowl. So
congratulations, ladies. Give some claps for that.
Absolutely. I mean, seriously, that is, I mean,
I love it.
Because their roles are not, you know, really out there. Obviously, you know, not head coach or anything like that. But I mean, very significant roles nonetheless. And they will, and their presence will definitely be felt, you know, on the sidelines, and you know, obviously with their teams. So, you know,
absolutely. So yeah, I'm so happy for them. And like I said, 2021. Year to woman. And you know, speaking of that, also Jennifer King, who we had as a guest back in you know, the 2020 when we were locked down and couldn't really do too much, Jennifer King, she was an offensive assistant coaching intern at the time for Washington football team, and now she has just been upgraded to, or promoted, shall I say, she's been promoted to the offensive assistant position coach for the running backs. She was already working with the running backs as an intern, but now she's an official assistant coach, and I couldn't be any more happier for her.
Absolutely. She was a great guest. Can't wait to have her back on for a follow-up. Absolutely. So this should be, you know, exciting for the area as well. You know, I guess, you know, we have our own here in the area, you know, so a female in these type, you know, one of these kind of positions. So, and as she had mentioned before with us, you know, she's also working with the NFL along with us, a lot of the other young ladies, for the diversity in the NFL, working that angle, trying to, you know, have the relationship better, you know, see what they can do to help further, you know, females, you know, in the NFL. So yeah. I definitely appreciate all that and what she's doing. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, you know, I'm grateful that I saw, you know, that I saw something in her in order to, you know, hop on and get her on the show.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, nobody was checking for her.
No.
Nobody was checking for her in the beginning. And now all of a sudden, you know, she's popping up. She's everywhere. I'm like, you know, we had her on. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for her even, you know, agreeing to do so. And I'm happy. I'm so, so happy for her and, you know, what she is bringing to the NFL, you know, as an assistant coach. So hats off to you, Jennifer. Congratulations. Yes. Congratulations on all the ladies
Absolutely. That are
in the NFL making, Absolutely. You know, history and just doing their thing. Like, congratulations
yeah.
to all. We are, you know, this is history being made here. So
yes.
let's go. Let's bring it, guys. Let's bring it. Ladies.
Absolutely. Good job.
Good job. So, yeah, go for it.
So yeah, so you know, that's our you know, NFL, you know, we'll have our last game next week with Super Bowl. And that'll be the wrap of the NFL season. I hate to call it an end because it just doesn't seem like it's ever long enough. But because of that, I'm actually very I know we've said it before, I'm very impressed that they've made it the entire season with only a couple of weeks of little snafus and changing around of games, rescheduling of games. But they made it through the pandemic in this, you know, with their season and, you know, ultimately played a full season all the way to, you know, to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So, you know, I don't want to make any comparison, but, you know, to me, because when the pandemic happened, I know the NBA had no control of that, obviously. So they had to finish out at least that season the way it is. But I see that the way, you know, they had to make some changes for the regular season. So does this, you know, how does this, I just think the NFL, you know, kind of think that, okay, this is the real championship. You know, like everybody had a chance. You know, they didn't really, yeah, everybody had an opportunity.
Right. So, that's you know, true.
I mean, especially when they, you know, kind of transitioned to the NBA, you know, especially when you have a team like, you know, locally here, the Wizards, who mm-hmm. missed like 5-6 games because they didn't have enough players to play because of the COVID, between COVID and injuries, you know, with things like that going on and for them to have to reschedule those games, it really, you know, like I said, you kind of look at it a little bit different and how they're going
right.
to. So we'll see how that affects the, you know, the complete NBA season as they're only scheduling so far in advance. I think the first half of the season, and then they'll schedule the second half of the season. So well, like I said, we'll see how that goes going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to really stick with the Wizards so much, but you know, the Wizards have been, you know, it's been a kind of a struggle for them because it's very apparent that Bradley Beal is playing, you know, out of his mind. You know, he's scoring, he has no problem scoring,
none whatsoever, and he keeps on, you know, putting up big points,
right.
For and them to lose.
Yeah, it's hard, you know, to understand what is exactly, you know, and kind of sometimes, you know, watching a little bit, it's kind of hard to see where they really need, you know, where they really need the help. I mean, I just don't know. because it does seem like they hang in there for a minute, and then the mm-hmm. other time, you know, it's kind of like, I mean, I'm sure, well, okay, Brooklyn is getting ready to come in, and which is another team I really wanted to talk about today, too. Brooklyn's getting ready to come in for their little stint here. I'm telling you, it's going to be hard to, especially when you have a team like Brooklyn. Okay, they just had a game, but unfortunately against my Thunder, you know, it was 147-125. Mm-hmm. They won. And that was without KD. That was just with Kyrie and James Harden and, you know, the rest of the team. You know, it's just, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Can you imagine when all three of them come back, like KD's going to against the Wizards? I mean, it just doesn't, you know, it's kind of like you don't have.
It sounds like they're just going to be a force. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah. And it's like I said, in when you do stuff like that, I mean, people start, you know, around the league, you know, like, oh, we're playing the Wizards. Okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you, mm-hmm. and you don't want to be that team where people are like, whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, well, you know, yeah, we're just playing them. That, you know, like, kind of like easy win. We could chalk that up to, you know, saying like a, you know, an extra practice game or something, you know, because that's what it seems like it ends up being a lot of the time. So, you know, I don't know what needs to happen. I mean, they do have a Russell Westbrook, but at this point, he seems to do more arguing on the court than he does, you know, kind of playing. but his level of play, you know, his level of play is still there as well. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, I know he's been out for a few games, I think with a thigh injury, but I just don't know what else they need to really kind of get over the hump. And I, like I said, I really feel bad when you have, you know, a team like the Nets, who at first I wasn't pretty sure. Even when James Harden showed up, I was like, I don't know, because I don't know how they're going to get everybody the ball who wants it. But it looks like they're not going to have a problem with it. I mean, like I say, KD being the lineup for the Wizards, you know, against the Wizards. So all three of them will be in, I think, together finally. Because I think, the first time it was just when James Harden got there, it was just KD and James Harden. Of course, rest of the team. And then I guess they rested, or they kept, you know, Kevin Durant out for a game or two. And, you know, it was Kyrie and, you know, Kyrie, it came back finally. And it was Kyrie and James Harden, James Harden up there still doing like triple doubles. I mean, it's mad. So, I think in the East, if Brooklyn can really get their act together, like, and be consistent, I really think that Brooklyn is probably going to be the team to kind of beat, on the East side. I don't see any other team that can actually kind of mess with them. I think, you know, Milwaukee's kind of in a little bit of a slump there. I don't really see, and like I said, again, I don't really see anybody dominating so much if these three can get off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, you know, we'll see. Like I said, NBA just seems to get more and more exciting. Some of these matchups have been really great. You've really got, you know, like New Orleans, you know, you got Zion down there, with Boogie Cousins. I mean,
I knew what you were talking about.
It was Boogie, and it's just, oh my goodness. I mean, and everybody was writing, you know, DeMarcus Cousins off, you know, but, you know, uh-huh. he's down here, and they are putting together the highlight reel at the highlight reel down that camp. It's just, it is amazing, what they're doing down there. Any matchup with the Lakers, people seem to, you know, obviously seem to tune in. They want to see. Whoever's playing. I think Portland's kind of fallen just a tad bit. I just think that they need to get their feet under them a little bit. But like I said, there have been some pretty good matchups, and I think everybody's been trying to, again, make the adjustments for the pandemic protocols, and mm-hmm. everybody's trying to do their best to stay healthy and play as much as possible, because, you know, anything can happen. And,
that's for sure.
Yeah. So, like I said, NBA has been pretty interesting. If you've been staying up and watching those games, especially the West Coast games, you know, starting around 9 or 10 o'clock. If you've been able to stay up and watch them, they've been pretty good. And I, like I said again, yeah, I really look forward to watching the Nets play, and you know, exciting ball all the way around.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to even just like really finally, you know, shifting my focus from football to basketball.
Right.
You know, this season, because I've watched a few games, but not, you know, mm-hmm. not a whole bunch of games. So I'm looking forward to shifting the focus, and I will be tuned in to see some basketball games and see who's doing what. Where. So exactly. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Because like I say, yeah, that's going to be almost the only focus, because I really haven't heard. I mean, college basketball has been going on. I really haven't heard much in the way of, you know, cause I know a lot of women's teams have canceled seasons. I don't know about
right.
the men's, but the men's, you know, to me on the men's side hasn't been but so exciting, because like I said, again, you know, teams are just so very cautious, and I don't know how I really haven't looked into how they're really running their seasons. They can't be like, you know, obviously not regular how they would normally do it. So it's been tough, I think, on everyone. It's been tough on everyone.
I agree. I think so. I think it has been tough. I think there was some college games on yesterday as I was just, you know, flipping through the channels. You know, they, and of course, they're playing with no fans in the stands and all that good stuff. But I was just thinking about, you know, well, March Madness.
I know.
You know, like how is that going to come into play?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna suck. But you know, I guess it is what it is at this point, and. Yeah, we have to be cautious, but if there aren't a lot of teams in there, then, you know, there's no reason and no need for March Madness, but it's just gonna, I don't know, you know, it's just something that you look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we look forward to that, but, you know, seeing as though how people have, a lot of teams have opted out, you know, we don't know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at
more. We'll see.
But you know, really quick too. I know hockey is not really big with you, but the Capitals got their players back. They've been cleared, you know, for the COVID protocol to come back. So Ovechkin, Orlov, and all the other two, they are all able to come back. The Capitals haven't been, and they haven't been like super bad. I don't believe since they you know, since the players have been out, I honestly think that they've been playing well even without them. So that's a good thing, because then
that is a good thing.
You know, you don't need them all the time. You know, you don't need your superstar players in there all the time to, you know, to make things happen. And you could, you know, you have reliable backups to, you know, to take over when they're not there. So that's always, you know, gave a couple of players, they got to come up, you know, and you gave them an opportunity to show their skill. And that was excellent. So I appreciate, I think with Michaels, I think that was one of the big ones, I think from last year too, that a lot of people liked, and he was able to come up and start. And well, I don't know if he started, but I know he was able to come up and play. So that was, mm-hmm. that was awesome. And I had, yes, I've been, you know, hockey's been on, you know, I've been, you know, trying to kind of watch it a little bit here and there. But it, yeah, I mean, they're, you know, same thing as the, you know, in NBA, basically, you know, no fans.
Right.
You know, everybody's, you know, trying to protocol. They played, you know, the little stints, you know, 2 or 3 games back to back, and then, you know, off to the next city or however they do it. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, so it's going to, that again is going to be interesting as well. But again, I think they're taking, obviously, you know, the Capitals players now that, well, at least Ovechkin and company, they'll be making sure that they don't have this issue ever again, if it's at all possible, at least on their side. So I'm looking forward to that too.
Because people were disappointed, you know, when they were out, and I mean, you know, rightfully so. You're out and you're not being careful. You're not wearing your mask. So And I think Ovechkin learned his lesson. He knows that, you know, he's not going to do that. I think they all learn their lesson, and they know that they cannot do that, but you have to be cautious wherever you are, wherever you go.
Nobody tested positive, I don't think, but this was the fact that you were maskless together.
Yeah. And so
now you have to like really, you know, test and be quarantined, you know, for that. And, you know, they missed four games. I don't even think it was like probably about a week or so. So, I mean, yeah, you know, you don't want to have to go through that, even though, like I said, again, nobody tested positive. It just was the fact that you were around. Nobody had a mask on. So now you know that, hey, you know, I mean, you know, I'm sure it's hard for these players. It's like, dang, we get tested every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm around these. Why would I have to wear a mask? Because we're all testing negative, but that's not the point. Like I said, that's not the point.
Because, again, you don't know what somebody's doing outside.
Exactly.
Outside of your team, you don't know where they're going after practice or after a game, or you know who they around, who those people are around. You just don't know, so you just need to mask up when you are around folks that you don't see on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
That's all. We're just trying to, you know, get through this. We're just trying to get through this one day at a time, y'all. Please.
Absolutely. I know that, like I said, vaccines out there, it's not a cure, but I mean, you know, it does help.
Yeah, it does help. I mean, you don't want to be running around here with a scare.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Never know with these people, you know, never know people, but yeah, the vaccine is out there. You know, continue to wash your hands, mask up, and just be cautious.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I agree. Oh, yeah.
It's okay, guys. But, yeah, man. So, that is all that has happened this week in the sports world. I mean, I don't have anything else. I did watch the Wendy Williams movie last night. I know a lot of people weren't really into it because people don't care for Wendy because of how she is and, you know, her shock jock status and all of that. But, I mean, I think it was pretty good. It was a pretty good story. She told us what she wanted us to know. And, you know, there were some things that that I didn't know. I didn't know that she dated Rakim. I'm sorry, Lord, not Rakim. Eric B. I didn't know she dated him. But yeah, they dated and he cheated.
That might have me questioning Eric B for a second. I'm trying out some things. You already know how I feel about Wendy Williams. No offense, but I'm just like, I don't know about that.
Eric B. Wow. Yeah. I mean, Wendy like a little, you know, thug. And then a friend of mine said, you know, I guess Eric B. wasn't paid in full. Because apparently, you know, he took her car, but, you know, he didn't have a car of his own. She rented a car. He didn't bring the car back. It was a mess. Now, the things you learn, I said, hip-hop be lying. The last hip-hop tale sometimes.
Salt and pepper movie.
Yeah.
If anybody watched that, we still don't know what happened to the original Spinderella. We still don't know what the hell happened here.
It's like she went down a rabbit hole and never came back.
I thought I was going to get some insight. I thought I was going to get a little insight. Absolutely not.
That's what I'm saying. No, like you said, we don't know what happened to her.
A shame. That's a shame.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, the Lifetime, I mean, Wendy's Lifetime movie and docu-series, I mean, documentary was pretty good. I mean, you know, like I said, we knew she had a drug problem. And it really just goes to show that she has held on to so much inside. She's kept so much stuff bottled up inside, you know, and still was able to do her job and, you know, be on top of her game. I mean, that just takes some strong, you know, it takes a strong person, but also I see why she was, you know, on the drugs also. I mean, yeah. And it's unfortunate, and I really hope that she is good and clean. I know she went to a sober house, but I hope that she's good and clean now and, you know, can still, you know, still do her show and stuff. But right. I think getting rid of that husband of hers, you know, has just been a big weight lifted off of her, because he clearly wasn't the best and wasn't really right. I mean, I still don't know what his claim to fame is. I don't think he had a claim to fame, but, you know, now he's living off of her money with the new girl and their kid. And it's just all sorts of messy. But I wish, you know, Wendy nothing but the best. And hate her or love her, I mean, Wendy Williams is who she is. And, you know, she's deserves all that she gets. You know, all the accolades that she gets, because she's almost like the female Howard Stern. I mean, you know, people don't like Howard Stern either, but look what he's done. Look what he's done in radio. I mean, you know, it is what it is, but yeah. So that's what I was watching last night. And then, you know, the week before, the Salt and Pepper movie. And next week they got Whitney Houston and Bobby Criss. I will not be watching that. I can't. Yeah. And I just need them to let them rest in peace. We know that they had their issues. We saw that on being Bobby Brown.
I don't like secondhand stories either. So
no, me either. That's why I said they just need to let them rest in peace.
That's the only reason why I said, I'll watch that Salt and Pepper, because they're telling the story. So
yeah,
I know
exactly.
They're telling it. So I don't have, you're not, look, interview, past interviews, what might have happened here, and then everybody guessing. I don't know. I don't like that.
Yeah, and then, you know, people coming out like, well, this is not what really happened. You know what? I'm good.
Disputed. Yeah, there's nobody here to dispute it. I don't like that.
I'm good. I don't care to, I didn't care to watch that in the first place. I can't. I'm not ready for it. So I will not be watching that, but. It's up to you if you want to, people. If y'all want to do that, y'all can. Be my guest. Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. But, you know, we've come to the end of our show.
Okay.
Another episode is in the books. And we just keep on ticking. And this is the last day of January. Like,
man,
I can't believe it.
We're already done one month in the year already.
1 month, like, we are heading to February, Black History Month.
Oh yes.
And I can't wait to see, you know, what happens during this month. It's gonna be great. And But yeah, I mean, do you have anything, any final words before we part?
No, you know me, you know that now there is something good always on TV. So, you know, watch something good. Hopefully it will, you know, some kind of way enlighten you, entertain you in one way or another. But yeah, you know, everybody just keep vigilant. Do what we got to do. We got to make it through these times.
That's for sure. That is for sure. We do got to make it through these times one way or another. You know, continue to wash your hands, wear your mask, get vaccinated if that's what you want to do. It's your choice. Don't let anybody pressure you into getting vaccinated. Mm-hmm. But it is out there available for, you know, certain groups right now. So do that and, you know, continue to be an advocate for your child. And, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Watch something good. Listen to some good music. There's some good music out there. And stay tuned for more from
Absolutely.
Us.
Yes, indeed.
You we'll never know what we might have going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But this has been another great episode of Ladies POV with Yo and Mika. And we will see you next week. Peace.
See you.